everybody, this is Chad. Just a quick reminder, I'm going to be in Las Vegas at Wise Guys Comedy Club June 9th. June 10th and 11th, I'm going to be at Salt Lake City Wise Guys Comedy Club. It was a routing situation with the same booker. Go ahead and grab tickets if you'd like, and tell your friends. Absolutely. Hope to see you there.
Hi, guys. This is Cy. I won't be performing anywhere soon, but for the first time in 2 years, I wrote a stand-up bit. And I don't think it's any good, so I'm going to stay retired. Enjoy the show, everybody.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, thanks for coming back, thanks for joining us, thanks for all the stuff. It's a little bit echoey where I am, because I'm in a hotel room made of bricks. I'm staying at the Third Little Pig Hotel, they call it, and I have brick walls all around me, but nobody can blow this motherfucker down. Not even the handsome gentleman across from me, as always. It's Cyrus Ahmed.
Chad Daniels with that California cool energy, putting in nursery rhymes and dad jokes into his open. Hello, 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 hello. No echo here.
I do have some great California energy, although this morning I went for my walk. I go for a walk because it's nice out. Go get some coffee. And I have noticed that I have a very hard time.
Let's stay with a very hard trouble. That makes sense to me.
I have a very hard trouble not making eye contact with people and saying hello, and I force it on them. And I think it's because, right? I mean, I understand why people in California don't make eye contact, because it only takes a couple of, what the fuck are you looking at? It only takes a couple of those to make you never want to say hello to another human being. But I haven't had enough of those yet. So it's rough for me. So I stare at people until they just do a little eye flicker, and I go, hey, what's up? During the little tiny eye flicker, because they know I'm staring and they think, what if I get stabbed? And so they eye flicker to make sure I'm not holding a weapon. And then I go, hi, how are you? And then they say, fine, you? And then I answer. I go, I'm great, thank you. I'll turn around after they've passed me. I'll turn around to yell back at them, I'm doing great. So it's very uncomfortable for people when I'm in Los Angeles, but I love it.
One of my favorite things about living there and then visiting there is and I don't know if this is, everybody there is so skinny.
I'm going to tell you something. There are people with jowls on their face, and then they walk away from you like, how the fuck is that your body?
I don't understand it. I lived in Los Angeles for, I don't know, half a decade. And I don't know if I saw a single fat person. And I also don't know. It's, you know, I remember the first time I went to LA, and then that happened, and then I came home, and I think I went on the road to
Say it, Toledo. Say it.
It was one of the big Midwestern three. It was somewhere in Illinois, somewhere in Indiana, or somewhere in Ohio. And I'm not gonna.
Those aren't Midwestern.
I'm not gonna. They're upper Midwestern, and I am going to
Eastern times.
I'm gonna. The point is, I remember going to one of those places, and I was like, "Am I on an episode of like a TLC show right now? Everybody is so big back where we're from." And here's the thing. I'm not trying to get into weight discussion, but I don't even know if it's a good or a bad thing. I think being healthy and being in shape is a good thing, right? But I don't know if the reason everybody in LA is in shape, if that's a good thing. There's a lot at play there, but I do know fat people are like albino tigers with horns on their heads in LA. You don't see a lot of them.
No, you certainly don't. And I'm going to tell you this. You say these people are in shape, maybe, but I don't know that they're healthy.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Because I think it is a lot of other stuff happening.
Do you mean cocaine?
I do mean cocaine, and I just mean they'll be skinny at all costs. They won't eat for a very long time. And the reason people are bigger, you know, in where it snows and where there's an actual winter is because you have to be. I'm telling you, I would love to do the busing program revised, where you bus people from the Midwest down to LA for the winter and watch them just melt the pounds away. And then you bring all the skinny bitches, and I'm talking about men and women, to the Midwest for winter. They'd all die. They couldn't make it. They'd have to be inside under blankets for 6 straight months.
I love it. I think we should move off of weight, because that's never a topic that people receive well. Let me move on to a different sort of judgment. Have you ever tried to sell something on Facebook Marketplace?
I have never done that. I would rather just throw something in the garbage than have to deal with other people.
Correct. That is the correct assessment. I gave it a whirl. So this house we bought came furnished.
Okay.
Which is cool in some ways and uncool in some ways. Because you're like, hey, we don't need to buy a couch. But then you think, hey, I don't know that I can be in the same room as that chair for the rest of my life. Like, there's...
Yeah, anytime I sit on someone else's couch, and this is a bit aggressive, but I always think, wonder who fucked on this.
Oh, yeah. So, oh my gosh.
I don't need to be there's, on that. I stand a lot.
There are a bunch of... And just on top of that, from a style standpoint, and I'm not a big stylist guy, but... There's definitely a style that I have that the previous owners, we do not mesh.
Okay.
And so we are getting rid of things and we are keeping some. But so we took to Facebook Marketplace to sell some things, and I'd never really done that before. The last time I sold stuff was back in the Craigslist day, where you're like, let's meet at Best Buy so neither of us gets fuck murdered, right? Like, there's, you have to.
That's so funny. I've never done that either. I've only sold stuff at a garage sale that my own mother was putting on. That's it.
Dude, this community has, you want to talk about an event that is ripe for the Cy Pickens. In this community, because there's homeowners associations, you can only have a garage sale.
What'd you call me?
What?
Nothing.
Stop. You can only have a garage sale one day a year. They have one day on the calendar year where you can have a garage sale. And it is the first Saturday of June. It is coming up.
Oh, hell,
dude,
yeah.
And somebody told me there's like 40 garage sales during that. And I'm sure everybody in town knows that it's garage sale neighborhood. This is the perfect, like, I'm about to go rooting through other people's things. / there are going to be so many people in Uncle Cy's neighborhood. This is, I'm not sure which direction it's going to go, but I'm so...
Oh, I am. This is like where I come in and go, hey guys, did you love the free muskrat video on our Patreon? Well, why don't you hang out for June 4th at exactly 7:13 p.m. when another video goes on about this buttfuckery of a huge neighborhood garage sale.
So I'm so... pumped about, but I want, like, I'm trying to get rid of some bigger stuff, and I've been such a judgmental fuck because
you
you put your stuff up and then people message you, and then my first thing is, what sort of person am I letting in my house? So I'm not gonna lie to you, there was a human with face tattoos. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Sorry, face tattoo, you're not coming in my house. You're just not. And yeah, maybe I'm being a piece of shit, but I'm not. That was a calculated decision on my part.
I don't think you're being a piece of shit, because here's the thing. 90% of face tattoos, I'm not going to say 90, that's insane. But there are people with face 99%.
Tattoos. 99%.
There are people without. Here's the thing. You never know if someone feels bad about their tattoo. Let's say I got a tattoo of something crazy like, I don't know, Chester Cheetah with a Herschel Walker jersey when he played for the Eagles on my left shoulder. Let's just say that. But I can put on a t-shirt and not let people see that.
Yeah.
When you have a face tattoo, there aren't face coverings except when you cut off someone else's face. So you don't want to be the face on his vlog where like, hey everybody, I got a new couch and it looks real great. What do you think of my new face too? I mean, that's fucking crazy. You don't want that happening. So,
also, he was so young. I don't know how young he would have had to have gotten the face tattoo to be able to regret getting the face tattoo. Like, did you get the face tattoo at 12? Like, I don't know if he had if he was old enough to have the perspective of the regret. And so, you know, there were other people. So what I would do is, like, I would click on their profile and I'd look through their picture. If I got a couple down, I was like, that dude doesn't need to be inside my home where my wife lives. And then I also did this really fun, not nice game where if I had an item that people were really into and I was getting multiple offers, I would take the group of highest offers that were all contenders, and then I would go through their posts and disqualify people based on whether or not I liked their personalities.
Yeah, that seems like a pastime that you could get behind.
Yeah, I know it's not the coolest shit I ever did, but here's the thing, I wasn't wrong. The one item I didn't do that on, the one item that the first person who messaged, I was like, because here's the thing, I was looking for like, are you a old mom? Well, come by size shit. And
yeah,
there was, it was a wine bottle rack. It was like probably 3 feet tall and you could fit like 24 wine bottles on it. I don't drink. Jenna has wine, but we don't have 24 bottles of wine. We're not sure. Rich enough to collect wine, and she's not a crazy alcoholic. What are we going to do with this? So guy messages.
Well, that makes me feel bad. I have 36 bottles of wine and I live by myself. It's fine.
So he comes over and I've moved it into the room, like the little dining room area close to the front of the house. So he's got to come in and get it.
Okay.
And he's in there and he pulls his mask down and he starts sniffing the air. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I just wanted to make sure, you know, it's in a home that nobody smokes or anything like that. I was like, you could ask that. You don't have to. But it's wood. It's a wood. This isn't porous material. There's no way that it's going to. Anyway, and you would know if you're in a smoker's house, you know, through a mask. I think the guy just likes smelling shit. I think that's his thing. He was like, okay, so I have to pay $35 for a wine rack. Whatever. It's worth it. I get in the guy's house. I do some sniffing. I get back in my truck. I do some jerking and I head home. This was a Facebook Marketplace win. There's no part of me that truly believes he was sniffing in my house because he's making sure his wine rack is safe.
I will tell you this. When you said he pulled his mask down and started sniffing to see if there were smokers in the house, I was like, did you somehow come to buy your own wine rack? How is this possible that, like, future you, you're not supposed to, if you use a time machine, you're not supposed to see past you. And it really seemed like it was just you buying your own wine.
Yeah, I can see 50-year-old Cy being like having to get Jenna a birthday present, but I don't have any money anymore because our show has failed miserably. And I'm just in there like, I can't take your word for it. Let me head up into the bedroom to make sure there's no smoking up there either.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'd like to contradict something I said earlier. I don't think a face tattoo makes you more likely to cut someone's face off, because anytime you hear about a weird serial killer, it's never like, we knew it. He had a face tattoo. We knew it. It's always like, he got up and went to church every Sunday and he was quiet and he always took care of his yard. It's always that shit. It's not the face tattoo guy. The face tattoo might punch you and grab your watch and $30 cash, but I don't think he's going to cut your face off. So I'd like to amend what I said.
And I'd like to dive a little deeper into your amendment here for some more, because I think a lot of things can be true here. Yes, a lot of serial killers get away with it because they are clean cut and they can hide it. And yes, a lot of face tattoo guys, you know, will punch you and steal your money. maybe. We're really going at the tattoo community today, but I don't think you're wrong. Serial killer and killer are not the same thing. I think there might be some guys doing 60 to lifes in jail with some shit written on their face right now.
Yeah, I think sometimes you have to kill to get a tattoo on your face.
Yeah, so you work backwards. Absolutely.
But I don't think they kill and then cut the face off and wear it is what I meant.
I think I could do a face tattoo. I don't think I could do...
No
way. I don't think, not anymore, but I think I could have... Yeah, maybe not. I like the one that's right above the eyebrow. I like the little tattoos that are right above the eyebrow. I do like those.
What would you put on there?
Your name.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I would get one too. And I would get Chester Cheetah with a Herschel Walker jersey when he played for the Eagles. And then people are like, what the fuck is that? And I'd roll my sleeve up and I'd go like, matching set. I have a matching set.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, I had someone sniff in my hotel room yesterday. I got to my hotel and it was 74 degrees in there because I checked, a little muggy,
okay.
a little stale, okay. But it smelled so bad. It smelled like someone dumped Chinese food, like the dumpster behind a Chinese restaurant. It feels like they took out a bag of food, brought it to my hotel, dumped it all over the carpet, and then mushed it like they were Lucille Ball in the Making Wine episode of Everybody Loves Lucy.
Great episode.
So smearing it all over the place. And so I turned on the AC because I thought colder air is going to make it smell less. Then I got up the next day, went for my walk, came in, and it was so brutal. It smelled so bad. So I asked this lady who works at the, she's cleaning rooms, and I say, can you please come in and smell my hotel room and tell me if it smells like food? And she goes, no English. And I go, well, you're going to hate this because this is my fucking dream come true. I have no choice but to speak Spanish. Now it doesn't become any weird white guy thing. It's like, this is our only chance of communication. So
this
I say
important and function.
I say huela a comida, which is, does it smell like food? And she comes in and she, first of all, she walked all the way in my room and I was holding the door, so I'm like in the door frame. And then at one point she turns around and looks at me panicked because I could have easily murdered
her. Shut the door and you're the sniff food killer.
Yeah, I could have easily just rubbed a little makeup off my face and revealed a tattoo and then killed her.
But she turns around to see you do that and just has an oh no moment.
Yeah. So I move and I feel horrible that I've made her uncomfortable. And so we speak a little bit. We have a little conversation. I'm going to go past that, but I was very excited.
Sure.
And then another guy came in and he was like, I need to make sure the vents. I'm telling you, dude, this didn't stink. This stink, stank, stunk. It was all three of them, how gross it was. It was so nasty. And this guy comes in with a mask on, doesn't pull it down like your dude. And he goes, oh my God, yeah, this is horrible. And he goes, let me go check if the vents are on. So he leaves, comes back, and he goes, I have to get you a new room because we're going to have to shampoo the carpet.
Oh,
that's how brutal it was.
How did you last a day and a half in there?
I don't know. I was a little bit nauseous in the morning when I woke up, and I'm like, I wonder what this is from. And it turns out probably just breathing in some sort of Chinese food mold.
I'm such a little smells bitch. When we were looking for houses, there would be times where we would be brought to a house by our real estate agent. The real estate agent would have spent time in there. Jenna walks in. I would walk in the door and go, nope, and I would just leave. I don't know what it is, like, but I can smell animal piss from 100 miles away. It is. I'm so sensitive to it. There was this place we loved, and it was the sort of animal, like, because when you get cat piss and stuff, you might as well set your house on fire. You'd had to scrape the walls, pull the carpets up, pull the subfloor up. There's no way to get this level of cat piss out. You know what I learned from a mold specialist that I don't need to tell you why I'm talking to them?
Allegedly.
Did you know that one of the most toxic things to human beings are raccoon latrines, which means I've learned the spot where they piss over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
She was saying...
Yeah, I mean, no, I did not know that, but I knew what a latrine was, is what I was getting.
Sure. Is a latrine the thing where you struggle... I understand what she means by it, but is a latrine technically a trough?
No, I mean, it could be. It could also be a hole. So the reason I know what latrine is because of MASH, where someone would fuck off and the guy would go dig the latrine.
Okay.
And so it was just like a shit and piss hole, I think.
I thought that was... I'm really happy that's why, you know what? I thought this was going to be the saddest of your childhood dad stories. Like, I know...
I know what a latrine is because I had to sleep in there one night when I wouldn't give him my newspaper route money.
That's such a bummer. I thought it was... I thought it was another word for... those troughs at the stadium where it's impossible to pee in front of other grown men.
Oh, not me. I'll ask somebody to sword fight. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know what it is. I mean, I haven't gone to a lot of sporting events as an adult, as a fan. And I didn't go a lot. We didn't go to stuff as a kid like that. Every once in a while, my dad, we went like to one Twins game and like a couple Viking games, I think, when I was in my team. But I remember going and having to pee early in the game and going and just having my shoulders touching the shoulders of adult men and being like, well, there's nothing coming out of me. I don't need to show these guys my penis because nothing's going to come out. I might as well. Like, there was to the point where I thought my bladder was actually going to explode by the end of the game, but I couldn't make anything come out. I don't quite understand the physics of a shy bladder, but boy, oh boy, as a teenager in stadium troughs, did I experience the roughest of that. Now today, I'll just walk outside. I'll piss in front of the whole neighborhood. I'll pee right into.
I'm an
outside pisser now. I come from a long line of men who have been cited by authorities for peeing at street town festival days. So I'm a different guy now. I'm all grown up. But
well, that's lucky. It was a long time ago because you have to register as a sex offender now for public indecency. I will also tell you, I was just doing a little research. The second most toxic thing to humans is a psi latrine outside. Thirdly, I'd like to go back to these troughs for a second because you're talking about as a boy, you'd get up and rub shoulders with these guys. Congratulations on your prepubescent height because I used to have dicks at eye level and then I'd pull out my fucking hairless, smooth dick. I was a late bloomer, so I'm talking seventh grade. I'd pull my dick out and Smooth Criminal by Michael Jackson would just start playing from nowhere. It was so brutal having to piss in public. I will tell you, this is interesting.
I know you're between the two of us, you're Annie. You had the hard knock life, and I'm not trying to one-up you here, but I want to be very specific about this story. I was like 17 or 18 when my dad took me, and that was because I was a foot and a half tall until I was about 16, and that was, if you think seventh grade getting pubes is a good year, whoof, I was a bummer amount of time, because I was also young for my grade, so I think not only do the men in my family go through puberty late, And by that, I just mean Greg and I. But I also was, I graduated at 17, so I was young for every grade. So yeah, there was a, I had a gym teacher once get mad at me in, like, in the early years of high school, the first of those years, be like, you shower after gym class. And I was like, you can't force me to shower. I'm not taking this unimpressive puberty situation out in front. Look at that guy. Look at Mitch. He has more hair near his dick than my whole family has on their body. I'm not doing it. You can't force me to get naked in front of other. This is in the fucking 50s. We're not on Welcome Back, Kotter. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. I mean, hey, is Mitch getting a blowjob? Is that someone else's head, or is his, that's just his pubes? I had a friend named Darren Hilden who went through puberty in fifth grade, and he would like unbutton his pants and his pubes would go poof. It would make like a noise, an unveiling of pubes. It was so insane. Dude, I fucking had acne before pubes. I actually looked into the idea of becoming a priest because I'm like, well, I guess I just don't get to fuck ever. Okay, great. Because I have acne but no pubes? That seems backwards. And also, you didn't need to shower when you weren't going through puberty because you're all smooth. You don't even stink.
What's happening here? Do you remember, this is off the rails, do you remember the first time you saw, like, in the locker room, if you went through puberty late like me, right, you were around people who were fully developed before you. And I don't, I don't know what life other people live, but it's not like my dad sat me down and is like, here's how dicks work and about how big they grow to. They can be between this size and this size, and some of them are small, but then they get big when they're full of blood. Like, I didn't have some dick TED talk. So I, you know, you're just kind of, and that's back, there's no internet the same way there is now. You don't, you have no concept of what your dick is going to look like, what dicks are supposed to look like. Do you remember the first time, though, that you saw somebody's giant dong and you're like, what is that?
I thought somebody put their backpack on the locker room bench and it was just a guy's dick. It was so crazy. And here's what, you're right, so I didn't get that talk either. They don't tell you that there are growers and there are showers.
Yeah.
And so I thought, like, I know how big my dick is when it's soft, and I know how big it gets when it's hard. And so I just thought that was always the transition.
Yeah. Yes.
And so when you see a shower, you're like, God damn, that's going to kill
someone exactly right.
When it gets
hard. I thought the same thing. There was this guy in our school. I almost said his full name, but people I grew up with, no, and I can't do that. But I remember seeing his dick. I was like, that guy's literally going to be a heartbreaker. Because if his dick gets any bigger, whoever he puts it, he's going to break someone's, physically break someone's heart. I remember, like, walking, and you can't ask your, because junior, like, that time is so insecure, and you can't be the guy who's like, hey, guys, I want to talk about his dick, because I have some questions, because mine isn't a thing yet. Like, you can't to your friends show your insecurities, because at least I couldn't. Everybody was so mean. Everybody was, like, kind of, like, such a bully. So there's no way to, you just have to see this thing, and then you're like, well, I guess I'm gonna think about that for a while by myself and what that means about me and the world.
Yeah. I remember when I saw the giant dick, I said out loud, I just went, what? I said it out loud, and then people looked at me. And I, you know, you think to yourself, you're like, don't even tell me you're not thinking the same thing. It's like, I want to have a town hall on about this guy's dick. I don't want it inside of me. I just need some answers. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you're like, I don't understand why you have a whole sleeping bag between your legs. This doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, I, you know, I have a bit on one of my albums about Isaac Googling hairy penines. He was trying to Google hairy penises because he had those same questions. And then as a dad, I didn't even think, right? I didn't go back to how old or when I was his age And I didn't think about all the questions I had. But as soon as he Googled that, then we sat down and we talked about it. And I told him the story that I think I've told on this podcast. But I walked in on two of my college roommates having sex. One of them had a grower. One had a shower. And I didn't really know the difference until I saw both of their hard dicks. And they were pretty much the same size because it just looked like the one guy with the huge dong, it looked like he taped a string to the tip of it and then just pulled it up. It didn't even get bigger. So when I saw that, I was just like, oh, thank God. This is how it worked. It was, you know, ridiculous. So I'll tell you, we were just talking about urinals. Listen to this. I had to stop for the first time in 10 years at a rest area because I was going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
And I had on shorts and a sweater.
Okay.
And I went to pee, and a guy next to me, an old guy, which I'm not going to say, probably 70, I'm going to say, he had on a t-shirt and jeans. And then we walked out, we washed our hands, walked out kind of at the same time, and he goes, shorts and a sweater? That's kind of a funny outfit, isn't it? And I go, hey man, you have a t-shirt and jeans on. I go, if I did a handstand right now, we'd have on the same outfit. And then he goes, we'll do a handstand. And I go, I can't do a handstand. And then this fucking dude did a handstand.
Really?
And he had to have been 70 years old. And it wasn't for that long. I'm going to say 5 seconds. But that's a lot when you're 70 and on your hands.
That is unbelievable.
And then, yeah. And then he gets done and he goes, how was it? And I go, it was a great handstand. He goes, no. Did we have on the same outfit? And I was like, how did I piss next to the coolest, most fun human being of all time? It was so
did he
crazy.
Skateboard off? How is this?
I can't fucking believe that he could do a handstand. I'm telling you. I mean, he was looked in good shape, but you know, the skin on the face, the hands, the hair, stuff like that, you could kind of tell he's an older gentleman. And then he just ripped out a 5-second handstand. Get out of here.
I think there's two types of old healthy guys, and the difference between them is as wide as the continental United States.
Yeah.
Because there's that guy who's just like, he's still healthy, he's fun, he's cool. And then there are the guys who are like, hey man, do you think you need to be at this gym this long? Like, why are you so...
Right.
You know, the guys where you're like, you start at their knees and you're like, muscles, 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 muscles. And you get to their head and you're like, crypt keeper. Like, you don't need to be that old and have that many muscles. And those guys, I find to be the least chill people on the planet.
Yeah, they're choking down some daddy issues, I would assume.
Yeah. Which that's a lot. I mean, you're still doing it. You're that old and you're still doing it. That's a bummer.
Yeah, that's a 12-year-old boy that got called pussy a lot by his dad.
Oh, for sure. Like,
I mean,
he's like, I'm 78. I can still beat your ass, dad. You're like, your dad is gone, man. You don't need to.
Yeah, I have seen guys like that in the gym that are fun and decent dudes, but there are some real, it's like there's a lot of unsolicited advice.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from guys that look like that. Yeah, man, I just. I'm not going to be any either of those guys. I just had a full blood panel. Mm-hmm. I got a full blood panel done because I was getting tired midday.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm like, uh-oh, what does this mean?
Here it comes.
And so I went in and they go, oh, we're going to do a pre-diabetes test as well for your glucose. And I was like, you don't even need to do that. I can tell you I'm pre-diabetic. I eat more sugar than 5 human beings eat in a day just because I like sugar. And I went in, I got all this tests done, and they called and they go, glucose levels are great. And I went, what? I go, is it because you made me fast for 10 hours before I got this blood work? And they go, nope, one of the tests goes back 3 months.
Whoa.
And I was thinking of all the sugar I had had in 3 months. And I was like, there's no fucking way. So I don't know if me coming from addicts has actually helped my ability to process
so
much
sugar. You got
them
cockroach genes.
Well, yeah, because I don't drink a ton, even though when I drink, But I don't drink a lot of days, is what I should say. And so I think my body is able to convert that sugar and just kind of, you know, put it in my tits and not kill me, which is great news, but also fucking horrifying because I've been keeping a lid on my sugar intake.
Don't do it.
Just because I don't want to fucking
lose
a foot.
Don't do it. Don't let it off. Don't do it. Don't do it. This is good news. Here's the thing.
Great wide open.
Don't do it. We see, here's the thing. If somehow I get pulled out of this disease bullshit, and now it sounds like, I mean, we've talked a lot. We don't know how long you have. You know, the way you talk about yourself is that right. I'm going to be right. giving you a Viking funeral at 53. So
we don't know.
But the fact that your blood panels came back and you're doing great, that means, I mean, we got to start talking retirement here soon. I think if we can retire early and often to one of the sunnier places in this country, that's going to be a good thing. And the fact that now I know you're going to be around, that pushes me right back to, like, well, this was on the Patreon episode. We were talking about me having kids. But now that I know Uncle Chad is going to be around and could possibly be even great Uncle Chad,
ooh,
that changes a lot.
Shit.
That changes a lot. Like, right now, for the way you talk about your body and your health, you're one of those guys who's like, well, I better get to living. Well, the living's there.
I want to be clear about something. I just know
yes.
that I murder my body with sugar, and I know that it could be just a very simple fix to be a lot healthier,
mm-hmm.
but I love sugar on a level that
have you had sugar
cannot
it's
be
amazing.
Explained. Yeah, it's really, really good.
I finally figured out with this all these like special diets they try to put me on, this anti-inflammatory stuff, I found my way to coconut sugar. And you can bake with coconut sugar,
oh,
and they started making cookies
yeah.
and waffles and pancakes. And Janine's like, or Janine, that's my sister, very different person than my wife. Jenna is like,
oh no,
they have similar names. They have Jenna's like, hey, I know you're really excited to have some version of sugar back in your life, but you do need to eat real foods. I'm like. She's like, what should we have for dinner? I'm like, waffles. Well, Si, you had waffles for breakfast and brunch. Yeah. I'm going to put berries on these because I can have maple uh-huh. syrup too. And so, yeah, right now I'm in the healthiest sugar binge that a human being could possibly be in.
I have not had sugar in 3 days. I'm going to show you what's right in front of me on my desk in the hotel.
Pineapple. Pineapple.
Blackberries.
Blackberries.
And a natural diuretic, I found out, watermelon.
Fun fact, if you have stomach issues, watermelon goes through you. You look at it and you go, well, I better go to the doctor because there's something bleeding inside my body. Some people don't process watermelon well, and even right now, if you like pull that watermelon apart and you just lay it on your carpet, you'll be like, well, somebody got killed here. This is actual innards. This is a bummer. So just a heads up on I love watermelon. I do love watermelon.
I had asparagus last night and
can't do it.
It makes my piss smell so asparagus-y that whoever gets this next room is going to have to get a new, they're going to have to call down and complain to get a new room. I should have stayed in the Chinese food room and just had it be the house of horrid smells. But now,
I hope whoever has this room next knows Spanish or they're not getting anywhere. let's leave. Hey, real quick. There's a bonus. If you didn't hear it last week, there's a bonus episode. Our first bonus episode's up on Patreon, and coming up soon, we're going to do a video version of Chad.
Si learned it.
Sign up for the Patreon
yes!
/ MOS podcast. We love you guys. Thank you. Goodbye. Goodbye, Chad. Goodbye.
I got to go.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.